What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like celebrating every year the crew gets older. Or when you and your crew are courtside during overtime. No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USA N.A.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar, his beautiful wife Marcia, their friends and family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Indeed, indeed. Folks, if you're hearing a bit choppy on the music or the voice, try to bear with us. It's technical difficulties, so I do apologize for that, and hopefully the rest of the show will take a better turn. As they say, it is what it is. Today's a show, folks, is called Safety in the Home. It is said that there is no place like home, and home is where the heart is. This is true, but only if your home is a safe place. Hear from Chap Oscar on the importance of taking the necessary precautions to have your home be a safe place for you and any visitors. There are far too many accidents in the home, and seniors especially are getting seriously hurt. Chap Oscar is a prominent lecturer on the subject, and he will advise you on what you can do right now to make your home safe. I just want to say that besides Oscar being a prominent lecturer on this subject, I can say that about so many other subjects. He's a special guest on our show. He's always welcome. He is a minister. He is an expert with websites and has several of his own, promoting several different things, all of which designed to have you have a better life and a more fulfilled life. Of all the credentials I can give Chap Oscar, and there are many, many such credentials, I'm going to say the one that is on top of my list is that I am proud and privileged to call him my friend. Welcome, Chap Oscar.
Well, thank you so very much, Joyce. It's a pleasure to be on with you. This is by far one of the most compelling topics of the hour.
Yes, that's definitely true. As someone who has been in rehab several times for various reasons, in physical fitness rehab, most people that I would find there alongside of me that were black, blue, and purple all over, I'd say, "What happened to you? I fell. Where did you fall? In the home." Almost all of them in the home and mostly in the bathroom. So I am very much looking forward to this show, and I know the difference it can make for people everywhere.
Well, we're going to call this show, Joyce, Ready, Steady, Balance. And we're actually talking about how we're going to give some checklists and some real good tips on how we can be safe at home and how to have sustainable safety and security in our home. It's so important today. We want to really focus on a gentle kind of nudging and education, because so many people, Joyce, they really don't realize the danger of falling. And also, towards sometime during this show, I'd like to talk about ladder safety as well, Joyce.
You can talk about anything you wish, Oscar. Always welcome on the show, and all your topics are incredibly important and designed to make a difference. So take it away wherever you want.
Well, you know, first of all, Joyce, there are steps to reducing falls, and I just want to start the show right off at the top, citing these six safety precautions. These are really vital tips if you have a elderly or aging mom and dad or relative in your home. It's very important, this message, for older ones to listen to. Many of them will reduce their risk of a fall. And I know myself, it probably is going to be a little easier if you let them listen to this coming from a third party. Because if you say it, then they're going to turn around and say, "Well, you're nudging me, you're bugging me, it can never happen to me." And so we enlisted the people that would listen today to bring their loved ones around the radio and let them listen to this. You have to ask your older ones if they're concerned about falling. That's very important. Try to get their support in taking steps to be safer in the home. And falling, many of the people, Joyce, and you know, you said you see a lot of people coming in black and blue, and you know, falls are something that there's a lot of myths involved. And so it's very important right off to find out what they're concerned about. Many times people will tell you, well, I have to reach up here or my cabinets are too high and I had to screw in a light bulb. And so we want to talk about that right in the beginning. And then the other area, Joyce, that we need to be very deliberate in discussing is their current health conditions. And most older loved ones, if they're experiencing any problems managing their own health, sometimes they have trouble remembering their medications. I know you've experienced that.
Yes, for sure, and I know people that have. I just want to say one thing to really stress the importance of this show is that it happens way more frequently than one can imagine, the falls in the home. And oftentimes people are never the same after that, no matter how much PT rehab they do. I've seen it with many people that once that happens, they never really get back to themselves. And the other point I want to mention here and now is Oscar wisely said, get the people you know to listen to the show with you. Good idea. However, if they can't, if they're nowhere to be found, the good news is all our shows are archived. So 24/7, you can go to our archives and hear any show you wish just by clicking on it. And on the upper right of the homepage, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, where you'll find the archives, on the upper right is a search bar. If you put in Chap Oscar, all his shows will come up as well, and I promise you they're all worth listening to. Back to you, Oscar.
Well, thank you, Joyce. And, you know, item number three, carrying on with the list, and this is something that a lot of people don't think about when they are dealing with an older relative or you seniors that are listening to me. You have to ask yourself, when was your last eye checkup? You know, a lot of older adults, we wear glasses, and, you know, sometimes we have to make sure our prescription is current, and we're using glasses that are advised by a doctor. I know it's very tempting to go out and buy a pair of readers, but sometimes we get glasses, and that could be very hazardous, going from bright areas in our home into darkened areas.
Hold that thought. I have to stop you because you're coming in choppy. So I'm wondering, is there another phone or another place? You were doing fine, and now it's starting to get choppy. I want them to hear you.
Well, that might be something. I mean, there's no other phone in the studio other than this one.
No, but sometimes where you're physically standing makes a difference. Maybe better
okay,
by
I
a
just
window.
Moved around a little. Am I choppy now?
Yes.
Is it still choppy?
All right, now it's a little better. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, getting back to when was their last eye checkup? That becomes very important, Joyce, because many times when you get there, and, you know, as a chaplain, and I do hospital visits, and they'll say, well, I didn't have my glasses on, I couldn't see. And then many of them have glasses on, but they're older prescriptions. And then some are real fancy, cute lenses, but these are the types of lenses, Joyce, that actually change. They got these lenses now that changes tint automatically. And sometimes when we go from a bright room to a darkened room, that becomes a problematic area, particularly when it deals with stairs. And we have to be careful, but that might be an area that we can explore without getting on our older relatives' nerves and just asking them, when was your last eye checkup? And then number four, if we're observant, we have to be mindful, if we see them holding on to walls, furniture, or someone has to help them get around and difficulty walking and sitting in chairs, we need to take heed to that, because that person is exhibiting signs of instability and they're a real good candidate for a fall. These are all signs that a trained eye and just vigilance. And that's why we bring that out. Joyce, am I coming across a lot clearer now?
No, it's better, but I wish it was optimal. I was even thinking of conferencing you on my line, because usually I hear you, but not choppy. So that's why I'm a little concerned. It is better, but it's still choppy.
Well, we'll plow on through this, and I hear a little in the air, but I think it's better to have it a little choppy and let's just get the content out. And even if I have to revisit this topic at another show, we just have a wealth of information. I know I've invited quite a few people to come into the chat room and be available for this show, because you don't hear this in very many places. The other thing is when we talk about prescription eyeglasses, we talk about the medicine, the medications, we also want to talk about, and I have shared this on previous shows, Joyce, a safety assessment of the home. Now, I know Alzheimer's and, you know, different oncoming illnesses and challenges. Many of us are inexperienced when we start to host relatives, older adults in our homes, and many older adults, they have companions and other people come into their home. It's important to have a safety assessment of your home. Now, I know for many people, and I've had this discussion, can you imagine, Joyce, having grandchildren over and you've given them no orientation to your home and there's a life event there? They don't know who to call. They don't know what door to go to. They don't know grandma has a special key for her front door. I mean, all of these things need to be discussed proactively. And so I know you've been there with that, Joyce, and you know how traumatic that is. Many houses today in the region that I live here in Tennessee, many of these houses have security, steel security doors up front.
Yes. Everything on your list is very important. And I would say being proactive with children, the most important phone number you can give a child in case you step out, even to get your mail, whatever, that they should know it and understand it is 911.
Yes. Yes. That's very important. Then you deal in also with a lot of balance issues, Joyce. You hear a lot of that in these emergency rooms. You know, I was dizzy. I was disorientated. And my painkiller, they know them all by name. You know, it promoted an uncomfort in me. And so when you sit in these emergency rooms, you just see them coming in. The other thing that we should be around six in the list, Joyce, is the bathroom. I can't begin to tell you how many grown folks are sitting in hospital emergency rooms right now because they slipped and fell in their own bathtub.
Yes, and I agree with that. I'm going to say that's probably the number one most hazardous room in the house because the floor is generally wet.
Yeah, and it's wet. And then I know for myself, I have been in many homes with seniors and older adults, and they look at me and they say, "Well, Chap Oscar, how did you notice that?" Because I take a notice if I'm in the home. They don't have grab bars, Joyce. A grab bar will save your life. And many of them will slip, like you said, in a wet spot, and the next thing you know, they got bruised ribs, they got themselves in a whirl of hurt.
Yes, very, very true. Oscar, as you're giving these precautions, and everyone is so important, I think of people that tune in a few minutes after the show starts and so on. Before we move on, everyone unto its own was so important. I just want to do a review of them before we move on, because each one really is something to take note of.
Thank you. Did you want to recite them, or did you want me to go through them?
No, I wanted to hear it from you.
Okay. Well, Joyce, basically what we're talking about, kind of a CHAP Oscar advisory, six steps to reducing falls. Number one was elicit the support of your relatives, of your friends, and ask them questions about how they are minimizing the risk of falls. I mean, have the conversation with them, particularly if it's an older adult and they are at risk of falling. So you want to have this kind of stay safe kind of conversation, not intimidating with them. Then number two is to discuss their current health situation, particularly if you have relatives from out of town or you're in a situation where you got to work during the day and you have an older adult or an older adult that has a home that has older friends coming over to their home. So you want to find out about their current health condition. And many of them are experiencing issues with medication that throws their equilibrium off balance. Then the third item we talked about was, when was your last eye checkup? Now, that's almost humorous to be asked something like that. Many of us say, well, are you crazy? I see everything. But, you know, many times these individuals have not had a recent prescription. And so many times they might have glasses on them, but they can't see at them. And you also want to caution or have the conversation going from a bright area in your home to a darkened area. And that happens and becomes very problematic when you have stairs in the home.
Coming
Joyce,
in at
I don't
all.
See it. Yeah.
Now we got you back. You
okay.
Went totally
well,
out.
Joyce, okay. Well, Joyce, many times we see it, you see it, stairs. Stairs are very problematic. And so you got to have that conversation, and then it's important.
Wait, Oscar, what did you say was very problematic? I heard up to current health conversation. And then three, the eye checkup, current prescription.
Right.
What was next?
The next one was noticing odor, holding onto walls and furniture while they're walking. Someone walking that is apparently having some balance issues, and they're walking and they're holding on to chairs and furniture.
Got it.
Okay, and then the fifth one we talked about was medications. You got to have the talk of who's keeping track of your medications. Are you experiencing any side effects? And if there are guests in your home, you need to know that and encourage them to share that with you and make sure that the medicine they're taking is not producing any kind of equilibrium issues or balance and dizziness issues. And then the sixth one that we talked about, Joyce, is doing a walkthrough assessment of your home. And so if you are in a home, and you're in your own home, even though you've been there for 50 years, it's important that a relative or a friend or someone, actually a professional, would come and actually make an assessment and a walkthrough of that living environment. Because many times we take things for granted, and particularly when you're at grandma's house and you got a young child tripping over toys, or you're going to visit a son and daughter and they got young kids in there and toys you don't see, you trip, and the next thing you know, you're flat on your face.
Absolutely. The way you think of it when you have young kids over and you make it child-proof, you have to make it adult-proof, too, for seniors. One of
exactly.
the other things you brought out, which is so true, where you may not give it a second thought, but you have to give it a second thought, is when there's something that you're reaching much higher up to get it. That's a very easy way to lose your balance. You're reaching way high up, and you can lose balance. You need to ask someone to do it for you that has more stability than you do. The safety assessment, preparing children, the 9/11 thing. Okay, we're good. I wanted to catch up on all of that.
Well, you know, Joyce, the aging process, and that's why I felt this would be a timely topic. I know for myself, stool, you got to check a stool before you step on it today, or a little ladder. The truth is, all of us can help prevent falls in our homes, and we have the power to reduce the risk. I have had people at my home that have no business climbing a ladder. And
right.
They just climb up on these ladders like they're 15 years old. And many of them have not been in my living environment, and they just take so much for granted. And so, you know, there are some other myths involved, but I did want to talk about falls does not have to be a part of the aging process, Joyce.
Now, the points you mentioned are very true. People don't give a second thought to that little step on, Sue, but you can't step on anything that isn't secure. You could step on it, it could move. So that's really important. I learned a lot, too, because I've been in rehab so much. I learned, for example, when you want to sit down, I'm talking about seniors, some of the things that are very important. You want to take both hands, not one, and reach behind you to that chair. How many times people misconstrue where that chair is or that stool, whatever it is they want to sit on, they misjudge it. So when you sit down, you want to reach behind you with both hands. Another thing I was told is not to just plop down. Don't plop. I never understood why, because you get to that chair and maybe you walked a lot and you want to plop down, but it could throw your body off balance. So that's another thing to look to. The most important thing, know what you're capable of, what you're not capable of. Again, I know of so many people that once they fell, they were done in for sure. I'm someone that takes every precaution when I'm walking. I do that because I've seen so much of what could go wrong. And I was in the bedroom next to my bed, and I saw something on the floor. So I held on the bed with one hand. So I was secure, and I bent over to pick up that book with the other hand. But here's the point I want to make. As sure and steady as I've been with every step, what I didn't see coming was my legs literally just gave in. Did that ever happen to you folks, where your legs just collapsed? That never happened to me before, and so I did take a major fall. Here I had all the precautions in place, watched the steps, held on for security, and then my legs just just let go and gave in. So I got to work more on core and stability and all of that. But it can happen to anyone at any time, especially if you're not someone in great physical shape, if you're someone that doesn't work out regularly to keep yourself in shape. So here's something I didn't see coming. So that's some of the questions I want to let you folks know about.
That's awesome, Joyce. And that's what we're doing today. We're giving greater awareness and keeping in mind and understanding that falling, it really can destroy your future. I mean, from what I understand, when you fall and bust your ribs, sometimes it could take years.
Right.
And many times people don't recover from healing.
Or break your hip. We've all seen the commercial.
Yeah.
I've fallen and I can't get up. And when you're very young, you might chuckle at that. You might think it's funny.
Right.
But ask any senior about that commercial. They are not laughing. I promise you.
That's
folks.
Right.
Watching it in your prime time and youth in great shape. I've fallen and I can't get up. That's why you see all the commercials for the alert alarm that they wear around them. So this is very serious stuff, folks. And as I mentioned before, what's also quite serious is the value you will get in listening to this show every day. And here's why, in the wise words of our very own health guru, Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner. Great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, you can partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and spelled out, Joyce Barry and Friends. com. On the upper left of the homepage, you will see my picture. Right under that, it says follow. And if you just simply click on follow, you will get every show, topic, guest in an email to you. You need not miss any of our shows. And some very famous people have given us an exclusive. So if you want to hear them on radio, you want to get those emails, you'll know when they're on. Example being psychic. Celebrity psychic Peter Marks, we have an exclusive with him. He's on once a month, but it's always a different day. So you want to be a loyal listener, a follower, to know when Peter is back on. You want to know when Chap Oscar will be back on. So do become a follower. Back to you, Chap Oscar. I can't stress enough the importance of this show because it just might be that one thing you didn't think to do to make your home safe, to make yourself safe, that could save your life.
Definitely, Joyce. And we have some common myths, and we have the myth and the reality. So I'd like to go in. And you'll resonate. You said, hey, I'm falling. I can't get up. But, you know, the other myth is falling happens to other people, and it'll never happen to me. Well, many people think it won't happen to them, but the truth is, and this is startling, Joyce, 1 in 4 older adults fall every year. 1 in 4 every year. So it can happen.
Wow, what a statistic that is.
Yes. 1 in 4 older adults fall every year. So for you to say it'll never happen to me, you got to listen to myth number 2. Falling is something normal that happens as you get older. Well, that's a myth. The reality, falling is not a part of normal aging. Falling deals with your strength and your balance. And you said it earlier, Joyce, your core exercising and managing your medications and having your vision checked and making your living environment safer, and all steps, you have to proactively take steps, like we talked about the grab bar and something to hold on, getting in and out of the bathtub. You have to proactively make your living environment conducive where you don't have falls. And then myth number 3, if I limit my activity, I won't fall. Well, that's a horrible myth. The reality is some people believe that the best way to prevent falls is to stay at home and limit activity. That's not necessarily so, Joyce.
The more you limit activity, the more you're a couch potato, the more your muscles atrophy. So that's another thing and advice from rehab. When people leave rehab, they say you must exercise at home. When you don't, you will not stay the same. You will get far, far worse. You would think you leave there, you're in good shape, you feel good, you'll stay the same. But if you don't keep it up, then it only gets worse.
Oh, definitely, Joyce. And then the other thing is, social activities are good for overall strength. And so we have a demographic where we got, you know, one thing beautiful about your program, Joyce, is you got all different demographics. So, you know, you have many people with aging parents. And so we want to make sure they're performing certain physical activities which will help them stay independent.
Yes, the physical activities, again, I can't stress enough how important it is, because falling is hazardous to your health.
Oh, definitely. And then the other thing, Joyce, because I'm not sure where we are in terms of time, but you've seen it, I've seen it, there's too much clutter in people's homes. I mean, clutter. Throw rugs, I mean, come on, how many times, I don't care if you're, you know, an athlete, a throw rug will put you on your rump. I mean, throw rugs and poor lighting and, you know, people just have too much going on. The houses are just too busy, and the toys, or you could bump into something. And so we have to be very vigilant, and if you own these types of homes, why not proactively clear the clutter and deal with the lighting and make the modifications, particularly if you got older parents or older friends coming into your home, make it much more conducive for company.
My favorite way for you to deal with this, I can sum up in a sentence. Give yourself access to the things you use and love by getting rid of the stuff you don't.
Yeah.
Isn't that powerful?
That is very powerful, Joyce. That is powerful. And we also talked about medication. We know we get on new medications, and we talk to our healthcare people, but there are, and not to bring up Tiger Woods, but, you know, sometimes we get on medications and it will make us dizzy and disoriented, sleepy, and you know, he claims up and down it was his medication. So if it can happen to a physically fit guy like Tiger Woods, it certainly can happen to an older relative. So that medication discussion and the risk of falling when they're on new meds, it's important for caregivers and family members to have that conversation.
Absolutely. I can't stress how important each and every one of these tips are, these precautions are. Folks, I hope you're taking notes, but you can always go back to our archives and see whatever it is that you missed. Very, very important. So what I want to add to all of this, if you're taking it in, if you're getting the value of each and everything, when are you going to do something about these things? Are you one of these people that are going to do it someday? And if you are, I wrote this poem only for you, if you actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? I also want to say to you, Oscar, it's not you or it's not your phone calling in or any of that, because our audios are choppy as well. So clearly we're experiencing major technical difficulties, that which I apologize to you folks. I really do. But the importance of the show is such that it's worth listening to forge ahead. The show must go on, and we'll have another show in a few weeks covering the space again, because I want you to hear the perfect guest, Chap Oscar, with the perfect topic, safety in the home, to really make that difference. But as I said, even if you pick up on one thing and could barely make out the rest, you're ahead of the game for sure. Okay, so Chap Oscar, any other things you want to share with us?
Well, I want to discover and kind of have this conversation and kind of lead people into a conversation with people who have walkers and canes. So let's just say at home they're navigating, they're getting that right, but let's just say in a office building or shopping or out in the street, it's important that they properly learn how to use their wheelchairs, their canes, and many times a walker. And so people don't negotiate that right, and then they're prone for falls as well.
Yeah, that's a very good one, Oscar. Thank God I'm blessed enough that I don't use a wheelchair. But I do know of something really important, because if I'm with someone that needs some help, you never, ever let anyone get in or out of a wheelchair unless it is locked on both sides. That is the most important thing I know about wheelchairs. People bring the wheelchair to the car. They want to get up and get in the car, for example, and they start getting up. And I'm very observant of things like that. The wheelchair must be locked to get up or even sit down, because that could just move and you're done in. You fall.
Definitely. And safety is what this is all about today, Joyce. And I'm glad we pressed through these technical difficulties, because, you know, tomorrow's not promised. And like you said, if one person takes heed to this advice, we'll all be the better off. And then the other thing, Joyce, you get people saying, well, I don't need to talk to my family members about my health. I have a doctor, and if I'm concerned, I'll just take care of it. And so many times people will not have this discussion because they don't want to alarm their relatives. And so as a chaplain, I become a listening heart, where they'll hold my hands and they say, well, I don't want to make my son mad, and I don't want to alarm my daughter. I want to keep my independence. This is a typical day for Chap Oscar. These are the conversations I hear, Joyce. And so we need to make falls and reducing the reality of falling, of fall prevention, we need to make it a team effort. So if it's your mom or daughter, don't come at them accusing them or getting all up in their face with it. You know, do it in a loving way and let them know we need to have this conversation.
Absolutely. I would say that the most important thing you can do to make sure your home is really safe is invite Chapo Oscar over.
For dinner.
Yes, he's entitled to the dinner for sure with his wife, but that would be my suggestion. He's got this so down pat that my recommendation is make Oscar, Chap Oscar, and his lovely wife Marcia a great dinner. Oscar, we're talking about seniors and all these things, and I have to share a joke, because maybe it'll bring home some of the points we're trying to make. These two elderly women were in a car going down a highway. They were small, diminutive, so they could barely see over the dashboard. And as they're driving along, coming to an intersection, the one in the passenger seat sees that they're going through a red light. So to herself, she says, oh, my God, I think I'm losing it. I could swear we went through a red light, but I won't. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm losing it. So they drive further, and yet again, they go through a red light. This time, she's trying to get more and more observant. She says, how can that be? A second time, we're going through a red light. Maybe I'm really, really losing it. I'm going to really focus now. As we keep moving. So she is really focusing as they keep moving. And yet again, they go through another red light. So this time she turned to the driver and she said, Mildred, are you crazy? You could have killed us. We went through three red lights. And Mildred looked up and said, am I driving? So the reason I use that is a point, oh, my God, am I driving? So I'm bringing out that I love that joke.
That's funny.
Am I driving? So I'm telling you that because there are so many things that we just assume all is well when you really as a senior, you really have to focus. You have to focus. Pay attention. I thought that really nailed it because it was just like the man asking for his glasses, it's on top of his head. There's the driver said, oh, my God, am I driving? So if that doesn't bring home the point, am I responsible?
God.
If it's meant to be, it's up to me. So when are you going to really, really zero in on this? It's obviously should be now, but ask yourself, if not now, when?
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
So, Chap Oscar, I consider the show extremely valuable. I consider you extremely valuable. Take a moment, Oscar, and let them know about your websites and the kind of things that you offer through the web that will also make a difference for people.
Well, you know, I have several websites, and we're doing some upgrading right now. And so I do have a website for a company that I'm closely associated with. They do a lot of this future-proofing in the home, and that website is ADS, like Adam, Dave, Steve, security.com, ADSSecurity.com. If they just go to that site, there's a wealth of information. And then also, Joyce, the next time I'm on, I will have a direct website that will really go through this whole conversation. And then, of course, they can archive your show. I did want to mention this, Joyce, before we shut it down, that there are thousands of people who are injured and killed every year because of ladder accidents. So as we talk about falls, I'd like to conclude the show just a thumbnail sketch of the dangers. When we see people, our neighbors and our friends or people in the home climbing up on stools and ladders, they need a caveat as well.
Yes, for sure. I am totally amazed, Oscar, when you shared with me you'd like to do a show on safety in the home. And I, like everyone else, I've studied up on this stuff. I always want to make a difference. You have provided such a wealth of information. I got a chance to find out what I didn't know that I didn't know. And that's what I say to you folks. When you think you have something down, there's always the next thing to learn. For many, many years in New York, I gave seminars. And one of my favorite favorites was the sale begins when the client says no. On sales, I gave many, many sales training courses. And who would come to the courses, believe it or not, and I kid you not, the top salespeople in the companies, the ones that won the vacations, the ones that won the trips, the top guys. And I always would say to them, my goodness, given who you are, and I know your reputation, why are you here? And invariably the answer was the same. If I could learn just one thing today that would have me close a sale, that one thing that I didn't think to do, it was worth my being here all day. And that is the truth. I would get the people who least needed any seminar were the ones who took the seminar. The ones who really needed it desperately, they had the mindset, I've heard it all, I've done it all, I've read it all, I know it all. On my word, giving seminars for decades, coaching people for decades, the ones that took advantage of the courses and the coaching were the ones who least needed it, but just wanted to go to the next level.
Wow. That's incredible, Joyce.
And that is the truth. And as a coach, I always said that the best coaches are open to being coached, the best ones. Again, I have people, my advisors, mentors that I can go to. It's always the ones who think they have it all together are the ones who need it the most and are the ones that least have it together. So I told that senior joke to make the point of you don't know what you don't know. You don't know where in that moment, in that split second where you got absent-minded about something, anything, you could end up with a fractured hip. Months in rehab, months in practice. It's just so much out there. You have to be diligent. You have to be thoughtful. You have to be focused. And you should listen to this show. Again, I apologize for the technical issues, but it was certainly worth it to get past it, to learn what there is to learn. So, Oscar, what message would you want to leave our audience?
Well, I want my audience and our audience, Joyce, to practice vigilance in the home, in the workplace, out living a real life. Joyce, I found this astonishing. Over 100,000 people annually receive emergency room treatment from ladder and fall related injuries every single year. 100,000. So it was a timely topic today, and hopefully in the future we can revisit this and reinforce ladders don't play, falls.
I so agree with you, and we definitely will revisit it. But I come from the show must go on, and whatever you heard will only help you on something that you really need to know about that you might not have thought about, like those salespeople that said, Joyce, just one thing that I get to do to close a sale that I wouldn't have thought of, that's different, that's outside the box, it's all worthwhile. I want to repeat again regarding the clutter. Give yourself access to the things you use and love by getting rid of the stuff you don't. Regarding the assessment of your home and make sure you're having it all together, my best advice is to invite Chap Oscar and his wife Marcia for dinner and have him do the assessment.
Yeah.
Have him do the assessment for you. That's my best advice. Of course, he'll kill me when we get off the show, but I had to say that. And folks, I want to thank you, Oscar, and I want to leave you with this special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, also, we invite you to laugh along with us, to sing along with us, dance along with us, and you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy to save big on building materials to finish any job. Need to stock up on water heaters? Save 5% on select A.O. Smith water heaters when you buy three or more of the same model. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. While supplies last, credit offer subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.